I'm Adam Ragusea. It's on Second Thought. President-elect Donald Trump says he plans to crack down on people living in the country illegally by deporting or jailing those with criminal records. A recent Southern Poverty Law Center report shows undocumented immigrants in Georgia are already deported and denied bond at rates higher than the national average. GPB's Sean Powers followed the case of one man stuck in a Georgia detention center as he seeks political asylum.
When 21-year-old Wilhelm Verientos arrived in the United States about a year and a half ago from Guatemala, he didn't picture this would be his life.
Today is September 15, 2016, at the Stewart Immigration Court, Stewart Detention Center in Lumpkin, Georgia. This is an individual hearing in the matter of Wilhelm David Hill Verientos, 208-280-127. Immigration Judge Dan Trimble is presiding. The Department of Homeland
Verientos has been in custody for the entire time he's lived in the U.S. He was detained after crossing the Mexico-Texas border and was then sent to the Stewart Detention Center in Georgia. At an immigration hearing at Stewart, Judge Trimble will decide if Verientos should be granted political asylum. Friends and family pack the courtroom. More wait in the lobby. Macon-based immigration attorney J. Britt Thames represents Verientos.
Judge, I believe the evidence will show today that the respondent is unable or unwilling to return to his home country due to past persecution as well as fear of future persecution.
That persecution allegedly included attacks and threats from gang members, corrupt police officers, and an abusive father.
Sir, are you going to testify today in English or in Spanish?
In Spanish.
Spanish.
Let me go ahead and swear you in. Please raise your right hand. Sir, do you swear?
Verientos' brother describes how he paid off gang members to keep his family safe from attacks, but he says that didn't always work. After his family finishes testifying, Verientos pleads with the judge to let him stay in the U.S.
And I don't have any more money to pay for my life, and they're going to kill me. If I step foot in my country, they're going to kill me. Is the reason why I cannot return to my country.
Verientos' mother, Cindy, sits behind her son with tears in her eyes. A week before this hearing, I met with her. She told me her son was initially detained at Stewart but had to be transferred 2 hours away to the Irwin Detention Center after an inmate attacked him. Cindy says her son doesn't have a criminal record.
Mi hijo es bien tranquilo. Él no tiene ninguna clase de vicios.
He's a good kid. He's quiet. He's never done drugs or any kind of things, and that's why this other inmate tried to take advantage of him, because he's so quiet. He doesn't mess with anybody.
As we talk, she gets a call from him.
He's calling.
An inmate at Irwin County Jail.
Hello?
Papito.
Cindy's talking to her son at the Atlanta office of the Southern Poverty Law Center. She's there with SPLC attorney Eunice Cho. The SPLC analyzed data from the federal U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. It found that compared to the national average, deportations were about 30% higher at Stewart Detention Center and 15% higher at Irwin Detention Center in fiscal year 2015. And while immigrants wait to learn their fate, many remain locked up. Cho says they are less likely to be released on bond from these two facilities than detainees nationwide.
So there are two standards that you look at when you're deciding whether to grant bond. You look at, is this person a danger to the community, and is this person likely to be a flight risk? The way that immigration judges and ICE are interpreting these, their ability to grant bond, they're doing it in a much more restrictive way than is happening nationwide. And this is the same for also granting asylum and other types of outcomes as well.
Cho says Verientos has requested to be released on bond 3 times, each time denied based on a finding that he was a flight risk and that he did not have significant enough community ties, despite the fact that he has family living in Atlanta. ICE spokesman Brian Cox says decisions about bond are left up to immigration judges, not ICE. He says at ICE's Atlanta field office, which covers Stewart and Irwin, 76% of individuals removed from the country last year were convicted criminals, unlike Wilhelm Verientos. Cox notes that of the more than 2 million immigrants under ICE DACA control, only 30,000 are in detention. He says the rest are
either granted bond, granted released on their own recognizance, or there's a program called Alternatives to Detention, which can be as simple as an ankle monitor. So the vast majority of individuals are not in detention.
Asylum requests are denied more often in Georgia than nationwide. Justice Department data shows nationally 48% of detainees were granted asylum in fiscal year 2015. At Stewart Detention Center, it was 5%, which means the odds of Variantos being able to stay in the U.S. aren't in his favor. But deportation doesn't necessarily mean a return to the dangerous part of Guatemala where he's from. Here's Variantos' attorney, J. Britt Thames.
They could be relocated to a different part of the country. And a lot of times the judges will see that there's other options rather than going to their hometown.
Variantos says no matter where he lands in Guatemala, the violence is inescapable. That argument didn't convince the judge in the case. He refused political asylum. Variantos remains detained at the Irwin Detention Center. His family intends to appeal. For GPB News, I'm Sean Powers in Atlanta.